In his Soviet youth, Viktor Yanukovych was a street fighter. Now he is 62 years old and Ukraine's president. Vitaly Klitschko is the World Boxing Council's heavyweight champion. He is 41 years old and represents Ukraine's new political generation. In Sunday's parliamentary vote, Klitschko and his UDAR, or Punch Party, led the opposition surge in Ukraine, the largest democracy to emerge from the Soviet Union. With almost all votes counted, Ukraine's three opposition parties drew slightly more votes than President Yanukovych's two-party governing alliance. Mr. Yanukovych will keep control of parliament. But political analyst Volodymyr Gorbach says the younger generation is nipping at the president's heels.
Now there is a different situation. The opposition is recharged. There will be new people, a new opposition, and a new quality within the opposition.
2 years from now, in Ukraine's presidential campaign, Gorbach predicts that Klitschko will try to bridge Ukraine's post-Soviet divide between East and West. He says UDAR
is more liberal and the only party to receive equal support from across the country, which is a very good sign.
One leader was missing Sunday. Yulia Tymoshenko, the president's rival in Ukraine's last presidential election, sits in jail. She is serving a 7-year prison sentence for abuse of office while prime minister. Her daughter Yevhenia voted. She told reporters that her mother is on a hunger strike. Ms. Tymoshenko's jailing contributed to European observers giving Sunday's election failing grades, says the head of the delegation, Walburga Habsburg Douglas.
And one should not have to go to a prison to hear from leading political figures in this country. Considering the abuse of power and an excessive role of money in this election, democratic progress appears to have reversed in the Ukraine.
With Washington backing Europe's negative view of Ukraine's election, analyst Gorbach says President Yanukovych is back to square one.
They wanted to appear nice and innocent so they could restart relations with Europe, again receive loans. The plan failed. Relations were bad then, and they are bad now.
But now, the president faces two new parties and a younger generation in Ukraine's parliament. James Brook, VOA News, Kyiv.